The new eMac is the new iMac. The new MacBook Ultimate is ultimately expensive. And how about a night of sleep that is actually worth $1 million? This is All Things Mac. Today is Wednesday, July 5th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The Inn. Apple released a new version of its Intel Core Duo iMac. This new lower-priced iMac is meant to target the educational market, which was previously fulfilled by the eMac. This new addition to the iMac community is just a lower line of specs for a cheaper price. For $899, you get a ton of features, but lose some that you would get in the $1,299 configuration. For example, you get integrated graphics and no SuperDrive. The price point is very reasonable at $899, but you still have to be in college or be in a teaching position to take advantage of this deal. At this price, it could compete with the Mac Mini for a cheap computer. Supposedly in retail stores, the MacBook, Apple's lower-priced laptop, will be able to be topped off and be called Ultimate. The Black Mac can be maxed out for a total price of $1,599 on Apple.com. However, if you go to an Apple store, you can top off your Ultimate Mac out at $1,599. You might be thinking, did Jason just go there? Oh yeah, I just went there. There really is no difference besides getting able to walk out of the Apple store saying you have the MacBook Ultimate as opposed to just topping it off online. Would you consider a good night's sleep worth $1 million? A Dutch architect, whose name I cannot pronounce, has constructed a bed that's almost like floating on air. This guy has spent 6 years of his life developing a bed that entirely floats on magnets. With a few strings attached, you can experience an amazing night's sleep for the smooth price of 1.5 mil. Oh, and if you prefer to go the cheaper route, for bed one-fifth of the size, you only have to shell out $146,000. And that was today's edition of All Things Mac. Check out my website, www.allthingsmac.podomatic.com, to be cool like me. You can always email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. If you find the time, I ask you to leave a comment for me on iTunes. The West Coast is great, thanks for asking. However, I'm going to have to use the internal mic for the month, so the sound quality might not be so good. Thanks for listening. This is Jason Katz, reminding you to lock your doors and windows.